Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Welcome to the Texas Ticket Show. It's Armando Nino. I'm with Joe. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic. Joe from 936-600-DUMP. I am so glad you took time away from your busy schedule. Keeping Texas clean. Keeping Texas clean.
That's right.
I appreciate you. And I know a lot of people do. I know. I do know. That was great. Amazing process. That amazing phone number.
Yep, 936-600-DOM.
Everybody knows it.
Well, everybody around knows it.
Yeah. We're very proud of it. And you just joined the East Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce.
I did.
Congratulations.
East Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce.
Bonafide.
Yep, platinum level.
Oh, my.
To the top. We went platinum.
Wow.
Yep. Also looking at Woodlands and Conroe, of course, too. Can't forget them.
Woodlands and Conroe, huge. You know, that's where the people are.
Yeah, it is.
And it's back in Montgomery County.
I love Montgomery County. Born and raised here.
Yeah. It's good for you. It's good. I want to thank you for coming, and everybody over at 600 Dump that took time to let you.
They let me out of my cage.
Yeah. 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 And today we have an interesting show. We've got this and that. You know, we got a musical guest, Tracy from Soul Lily, lead singer for Soul Lily.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah. She's bringing a guitarist, from what I understand.
She's bringing her guitar?
Oh, not her guitar. Her guitarist.
Oh, she brought a whole person with her.
She can play, but it's probably close. You know, something about being able to focus in on the singing, get her vocals where she wants it, make her a happy girl, and let her express herself. So hopefully she'll come show us a little bit. I know that Bands for Hire, that's main bands out there, and Soul Lily is the name of the band.
Soul Lily?
Yeah, that's her band, Soul Lily. Yeah. So she'll be on here a little bit, 80s, 90s kind of music center, you know.
I
don't know what they're going to show us. I mean, if it's going to be like closer to Def Leppard and Motley Crue, or are we going to like the 80s Tears for Fears and maybe U2 or something?
Let's find out. I can't wait.
In Excess, baby, kind of style.
We're gonna see what she can do.
Yeah,
she needs to hire you as a backup dancer. That'd be great.
Boy,
you can go on tour.
I can't get people to pay me for that. You know, I'd love to. I might volunteer for a few gigs, you know.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But it'd be an official volunteer.
Yeah, I'd pay to see that.
You heard it, you know, as an official volunteer. Well, also on today's show, other than Tracy, the lead singer for Soul Lily and her guitarist for Soul Lily, will be here on the show. We've got Cure Fest is coming up here really soon. And Cure Fest is a group that usually, and from what I know of them, they like to support serious and causes that, you know, kind of like Make-A-Wish in some effect, but they're not actually making a wish. They're looking to support the cause.
But whenever you say Cure Fest, is that like
a festival?
Festival.
Yeah. Yes.
Aimed at helping
somebody.
Some people.
Or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know the range.
Of some sort.
Yes, yes. But I don't know the range of what they support, right? I don't know if
we can
like,
ask her whenever she comes out.
This is just for cancer. Well, it would be the case, but she was under the weather, so we... the cause, this one, which why it caught my radar, was for a young man named Liam. And Liam had a cancer that's been spreading, and it's doing crazy things. And this Cure Fest is to support Liam and his...
How old is Liam?
I think he's 13 or 14.
13, has cancer.
It was brain cancer. I think it's gone to his spine. But
it's terrible.
His mother is going to be on the show today to tell us a little bit about Cure Fest, what the cause, how it can help, and, you know, just give her a viewpoint on it really quick. I think we got her for 10, 15 minutes or so on a call here in a few minutes. We also have a good friend of mine I grew up with, a guy I grew up with. I mean, I remember swimming in the baby pool naked in the front yard on I-45 at our
last
house.
Last week?
Years ago. We were out there just swimming in the baby pool, and you know, our moms would, you know, just be out there drinking their Pabst, and you know, while we swam around, and you know, and now
you're
we're grown up.
Vivid picture here.
Now we're grown up and full grown men, you know, and he works over at Texas Marine, but also the owner
the
and
boat
coordinator.
Place.
Yeah, the boat place on Route 45 there. Yeah, also the owner of ConroeBass.com, a site that I originally built a long time ago.
What's that about?
It hasn't seen my touch in a long time, but back in the day, we had to tell him the internet was a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few people bit off, you know, and they said, okay, we'll do it. We're going to gamble. Throw a dice. And well, Conroe Bass is one of them. They're cheap, one of the top sites in Montgomery County
right now. What's the concept?
Bass fishing, local bass tournaments, local bass anglers, and all that stuff. He's the owner and originator
of
that.
I'm hooked already.
Yeah, man. Get hooked. You know, they've done many youth tournaments and a lot of things through the years, and I'm sure they're riding on some of those Texas bad boats, you know, that are out there. We'll learn a little bit more about
that. I
love
fishing.
He's here in the studio now.
Sounds good.
Let's get this show started.
Let's get it.
Let's get this show started. Welcome Robert Beatty to the studio. Robert Beatty of Texas Marine. Welcome to the show, Robert. Glad to have you as always, brother.
Hey, it's always good, man. We always have fun.
Yeah, man.
For 25 years, we've always had fun.
And then some. Hey, remember that one fishing tournament over, I think it was Mustard's? And I brought my jet ski out, and it just lasted so long. It was dark by the time I tried to go home, and it was my only mode of transportation.
Yeah, and we had to find flashlights.
Yeah, we got that broomstick on the back, and it had that roundabout.
Yep, you got home. I don't know how.
I did. And we even made pit stops. On the way home, over, you know, out in front of April Sound, under those antennas in the moonlight, you know, with the weirdly lit. You know, I had that visor clip. I had a green one and a red one. The little kit visor clips that come when you go fishing.
Yeah.
You know, I had a red and green were in the mix. So I put the red one on the front and the green one on the front, you know, and I put the mop stick with the light on the back. So I was semi-legal, but completely illegal.
Close enough.
It just would look like a jet ski at a distance if you were Parks and Wildlife. You'd be like, what in the hell? A small boat.
Well, they could at least tell you really tried hard.
Yeah, you tried.
Yeah.
To abide by the law. You know?
Gave it the old college try.
We did a few swims on the way home from that night, as I recall. Probably more important. I recall more about the night? More about that afternight. That midnight swim out in front of April Sound under those antennas out on Lake Conroe, Texas.
Yeah, and I remember the chick you were with, too.
Man, boy. We had a wonderful time.
Yeah, that was back in the day for him, let me tell you.
We enjoyed the competitions. We made the most of it. Because bass fishing.
When's the next competition? Sign me up.
When is the next one out there for Conroe Bass?
Sounding good.
Well, Conroe Bass is every Tuesday and every Thursday now, all through the summer.
Where y'all fishing at?
And they're fishing out of Papa's on the Lake.
Okay.
So just go down and sign up, man.
And you're out at Texas Marine now.
Texas Marine.
The other guys that let you take off work to come to do the show today, huh?
Oh, yeah. They let me off. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Tell Texas Marine.
It wasn't easy, let me tell you. We are busy selling boats, man.
I hope so. You know, they've been out there a long time. How long has Texas Marine been?
Over 50 years. Just a little while.
Yeah. It's been there as long as I've been a kid.
A little while, yeah.
Always passing by it.
Great organization. Oh, I love working there, man. It's fun.
They got some decent boats? Fun.
Oh, we got every kind of boat you could think of.
Seriously?
Every kind of boat you could think of, Armando. Don't try. You're not going to. It's not going to work.
You know, I don't know all the boats.
Don't try it. Armando's going to come up with someone. You got a U-boat?
What about?
Hey, down in Clear Lake, we might have a U-boat for you.
What about that big plastic thing that doesn't actually ever sink? You know, the rubber one that's like emergency vehicle for like the Titanic?
Well, I could look for one for you if you really want one.
Like, what are they called?
Your raft or
they're like a lifesaver raft or whatever.
It's like a little boat with a lid on it.
Why would they have one of those?
Why would you want? Why would you want
what
one?
What are you doing?
Like, what are you gonna go out in the lake and just float?
Have you not seen any of these? The movies where the world's
Captain
coming to
Phillip
an end.
Oh, if the world comes to an end, I want to be in that boat. Yeah, that's the boat I want to be in. Yeah, I want to be in the, 35 footer with a 400 horsepower.
You
know, I want to be in that little bitty.
Throw us going up that wave. You know what I mean? That one like that. You know what? Every world ending movie has a huge wave. That boat would make it.
Yeah. Well,
it would make the wave.
Maybe.
Really? What? It's got air holes and stuff.
I mean, one shark comes along, man. Your history, your toast. You
think you'd bite it?
And it's even red. And I think sharks like red.
Isn't it that hard plastic stuff?
I mean, shark's tooth versus hard plastic. I'd take my chances with it. Yeah.
We're about to write a script to a new movie right here. Into the world. We got the boat. We got the sharks coming, jumping in the boat.
We'll never compare to Sharknado.
Sharknado.
We
got some Sharknado stuff going on.
Yep.
It's not going to get there. Sharks in Paris or. You know, some of those other movies that came out, you know, Sharknado 2.
Ten Shark movies.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of boat? that you got over there?
Man, I love so many of them. I'm right now in between boats, and I can't figure out which one I want. I really need a bass boat, you know, more for fishing tournaments. But I really like the we like rangers and skiers and stuff like that. But then I, you know, but then we've got the Robalo line, and man, they're really nice center consoles. Yeah, and you can take that to the bay, and you could go some bay fishing, and maybe take it out to the, you know,
universal boat
to the reef or the oil platforms or whatever, you know. And,
you got guys over at Conroe Bass fishing with center consoles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's people fishing. There's people fishing the tournament with them.
I saw a 40-foot yacht out there on Conroe the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. We sell a few of them, too. I mean,
I was riding on that pirate boat that they got out there.
I've got one with your name written all over it, too. Oh. I'll bet you'd like it.
It's called the Armando?
It's called the Armando Chick Magnet. Yeah.
Oh.
We've got boats with big booming speakers, you know, I mean... You can throw an 8-foot wave behind some of these boats and surf it, or you know, it's got a lot of options out there, you know. And if you want to see some of them, we're doing a boat show. There's a big boat show this the 25th and 26th of this month. Matter of fact, coming right up, and it's at the Palms Marina. And Texas Marine will be at the Palms Marina, and you can come out and you can actually ride in the boats.
Really?
To see how they ride and see which one's best for you.
Do we need to sign up for that? Or
no,
that
you come on out. Bring it on out. Come on out.
Boat rides.
Yep. Come on out to the Palms Marina.
He's got credit, too, just so you know when you take them out there.
Well, hey, that helps, you know.
Yeah, they want like 20% down.
Well, we don't check your credit. We just take you out in a boat. If you like the ride of the boat and all that, then we can talk about the...
Well, you
the credit
got me
situation.
Out there.
Yeah, we'll take you out. We'll take you out, but we're not taking you back unless you sign
the dotted line. You're on your credit while you're on the boat. You know, you fill out the application, then you get on the boat, and then you go wherever the hell you want. You come back, and we know how fast you need to come back.
Yeah. It's going to work out great. Back off.
Can we fish on a test drive?
That's pushing it, Armando. I'll take you fishing, Armando. I got great fishing spots.
I can't afford it, Robert.
I'll take you. Well, you'd be surprised. How low a boat price, you know, can
be. No, I meant to go fishing with you.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't charge you this time, you know.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't charge you last time. What are you talking about?
Oh, so the other guys you introduced
I put you on the fish, too. I put you on them. You're whacking them back. And it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Charging per fish.
If I had a fish sensei, it would be Robert Bainey. I'll tell you right now. If I had a fish sensei, it'd be Robert Bainey. You know, you taught me a lot of little rigs, a lot of little gear sets, a lot of little basic knots, a lot of little, you know, I can attribute at least two knots to you. I can attribute at least two sets to you and some of the style on how I fish. So there's a lot of little of these details that I think, you know, fishermen like Robert Bainey take for granted, right? What? They just assume, you know. That.
So what are you fishing for, bass out there?
Yeah, primarily, yeah. We're all bass, all about bass.
What's your number one setup to go for bass?
For me, I like shaky hit myself. Ooh. Yeah.
With onions?
Yeah. Or Carolina rig, that's always a good one.
Oh,
but you
use that onion like regular.
And the fact is, if the fish are biting, they're biting for everybody, and they'll bite a lot of different baits, you know.
Nobody ever bites that. It's like a fish deterrent. You know, onions, just some fuck. I'm messing with
you. Oh, okay. I'm like, onions? What the hell? I've never heard of this. I'm like,
no, fish hate onion. And it's.
I thought you were pre-seasoning them.
No,
I'm not. Go ahead and swallow
these onions. Well, now, why would a fish hate onion if they love garlic? We spray garlic on them. I mean, what about onion? We've never tried it. Maybe onion is the way to go. Maybe you invented something there, Armando.
I'm told it's the opposite.
You use onion, I'll use
onion
shrimp.
Raid. Mm-hmm. Have you seen, what was that young fella? He just won one of the pro bass tournaments, and he was using one of those disintegrating lures.
Yeah, it looked like a freaky spider thing.
It like slimed out when he got into the water for a period of time. It started drizzling. What is that?
I really don't remember what
you
it's called.
You played with these things?
They make like five different ones of them, and I've never used one.
It drizzles of flavor as the water breaks it. Yeah. But anyway, so you've got, tell me again about this Palms Marina.
All right. We're going to be out there. We're going to have a lot of different varieties of our boats out there in the water.
Public welcome.
Public water at the Palms Marina. It'll be open for everybody.
What date?
The 25th and 26th of this month, and it'll be there from 10 o'clock to 4.
10 to 4, 26 and
25th and 26th.
25th and 26th.
Yep.
So, okay.
The whole weekend.
Yeah. And where? Who can they call? Who? Texas Marines in charge of the event?
Texas Marines.
Baby?
We're involved with the other dealers. Oh, we're gonna be out there with SMG, as well. And of course the other dealers, they'll have other spots on the lake too as well, where they'll set up. But
well, I'm excited about it. And public welcome, of course. Yeah. You're trying to sell boats. And you're trying to show boats, and people are welcome. Is there anything to eat or drink there? Anything like
Yeah, we'll have all kinds of stuff.
I mean, you
got to
have
beer. Yeah. Well, really? We're not going to have beer. Well, there may be beer because they do sell beer in the marina.
Some of these things are a little different than others. You know, and then, you know, I could take it to an extreme. I could do a fish, or I can do a take you out, or I could do tours, or I could do an inland, outland. And I've seen all these in different variety as far as when boats come to display. I mean, the big, the coup de grace, of course, is the NRG boat show. Were y'all out that last year?
Oh, yeah. We were here this year, and man, it was amazing. We sold so many boats and talked to so many people and had a great time.
Boats are like $20,000-$30,000 a bit, you know. I mean, I heard they're up there, you know, and maybe even more, maybe a little less. I don't know, but I know that they're of the higher variety.
I know they're not cheap, and I know I didn't have to pay for it. So.
Right.
I just got to
They are not cheap, but every boat dealership out here on Lake Conroe tells me the same thing. It's worth every penny.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing like feeding the dog if it hunts. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, gladly. You know, that's the one we have to feed. You know? Yeah. So,
well, if you miss it, you miss out. That's it, you know.
And there's also there's a at that same thing there, man, there are people that sell clothes, there are people that sell tours, guided tours, there are people that sell coolers, kayaks, you know, you name it. It's such a fun show. Love the NRG event. So I mean, just bringing the scale from, you know, our coup de grace, our SEMA of boat shows, you know, the NRG boat show, and bringing it down to all the local events, smaller shows throughout our area, and more in tune shows, which are right here on the lake, right here on the water boat shows.
And a lot of people that were at that show, they didn't quite buy yet because they're still kind of in between, and now they get a chance to actually ride in the boat and see how that boat performs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and all that. So now they know which one they really want now.
Get a little bit more to that. What is it? Steps of sale, merchandise contacts in there. That's AKA the test drive.
Yeah.
You know, at the dealership when you go buy a car. So when you get them a chance to get on a boat, I think getting into the water helps to accomplish that step.
In way. All the boats ride different.
And sitting on the trailer in the driveway, you know what I mean? Ooh. Yeah. You know, I can just see me in the driveway up there. Oh, yeah. You feeling it? You feeling it? Yeah, I'm feeling it, bro. This is amazing. You know, you know, you can be that guy, but you get him out on the water. It has an experience. I think that you're right.
Oh, yeah. And that's true.
You recently had an experience. You were out on that damn that pirate boat.
Oh, yeah. I like that pirate boat. That was fun.
Did they do the cannon?
I took my kids. I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. And I took them out on that pirate boat. It was lots of fun. My kids are official pirates now.
What if I wanted to buy something like that? I think Tex Marine hooked me up.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Wow.
You can easily get a boat like that and then make it into a pirate boat.
Oh, yeah. No, we
can go out and make people.
I'd have you one built in 2 weeks. Ready to go.
Dang. That's amazing.
You want the plank, too? And then the cannon?
I heard the Star Empress came in pieces. You know, they were brought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, originally I heard that, too.
Originally put together out here and was brought on trailers and. And is that, could you contract something like that? Do you move boats?
Well, we move boats,
You move them like
I can get a move for you, no problem.
Yeah.
We move boats. I mean, I got a boat going. I got a boat literally Friday going to Kentucky from here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is there no boats in Kentucky?
I don't know why they like our prices.
You have good prices.
And there's no boat like the ones over at Texas Marine and some of the ones that are here in Texas. And with a broad scope of dealers and designers and boat makers over at Texas Marine, you can offer different styles, different vendors, different boat makers that probably bring one of the bigger array of offers than you can find anywhere out in
America. Oh, yeah. And that's one of the main reasons he bought from us, because we're a Barletta dealer, and Barletta is known as the top of the line, you know, pontoon boats. And, you know, that's one cool thing about the show. We can show them why. I can take you out there on the lake and show you why this boat is worth more money than the rest of them, because it drives so much better.
And I can
show
you why rubber baiting tanks is more bass than everybody else. And I don't know what that is. If I was putting a bass team together, this would be on my. He'd be team captain. Yeah. I would just be the guy that helped the glue guy at that point, because
you'd be the net man.
Dwarfed. I'll be the net man. If it's Bainey and maybe Wagner or one of the other fellas that I know are going to bring in some bass, and I win either way.
Still get a ring.
I'm on a sweet Texas Marine boat. I'm cruising out on my favorite lake, Lake Conroe, Texas, and I'm with my boy Robert Bainey, and we're catching big bass all day. That's how it works. That's how it's always worked. That's how it's worked for over 25 years.
Yeah.
And it's going to work tomorrow, I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Those same fish are still biting.
Yes, sir. And really quick, before we close off, one, Texas Marine, what's the website? How can we find Texas Marine to look over some of that inventory?
www.texasmarine.com.
Okay. And when's the next Conroe Bass Tournament? ConroeBass.com, by the way. You can find them at ConroeBass.com, plain as it sounds.
That would be when we get to play. Well, Tuesday and Thursday. Every Tuesday and Thursday.
Thursdays every week. Okay.
6 o'clock. Yeah. 6 o'clock to 9.
Coincidentally, Tuesdays is also steak night at Papa Zai's house. So yeah, you can get your steak on while you're waiting for your mm-hmm. man to come back with the bass, or your friends, or yeah, your buddies, or you're just waiting to get some pictures of the bass that are coming in here in just a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Robert, thank you for coming on the show today.
Yeah, sure thing.
I know you pulled away. I know Texas Marine let you come play. Let's say Texas Marine one more time. because
thank
I'm,
you,
I'm,
Texas Marine. Marine.
We are grateful, and we look forward to catching you over at
the Palms Marina.
Palms Marina, where's mm-hmm. that at?
Straight down 8:30.
Straight down 8:30. Okay. And so you can go there and catch that. You can see the links over at Texas Marine's page. And you can check them at ConroeBass.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate you coming. Right. We'll be back right after this with more of the Texas Ticket.
Lone Star Radio on my mind. Won't you kick your feet?
Every Friday, tune into Texas Ticket on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 FM with Armando Nino of Go Lake Conroe, focusing on Montgomery County area events and places. Get a feel of the Texas spirit at the event, paired with guest and vendor interviews, event coverage, and ticket giveaways, and so much more. Join us Fridays and punch your Texas ticket. For more information on the show, visit irlonestar.com/Texas Ticket.
Welcome back to the Texas Tickets, Armando. I'm with Joe.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
936-600, dumb Joe.
Yup.
Yeah. I mean, I realize that's not you. You just kind of in own the company.
Yeah.
You're like a dude that owns that 936-600.
Yep, that's right. 936-600, dump.
But you're still just a regular guy.
Demolition. Just your average Joe.
Your average Joe. Yeah.
Just out here being me.
I have in on a call. I don't even Skype.
Who we got?
We got Jamie Hogan, and the mother of Liam.
Oh,
Liam,
yeah,
the young man that we were talking about earlier.
That's right.
Miss Hogan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad you came. Your efforts and things going on to support Liam and things like that sparked our attention right here in Montgomery County. And and I'm just going to leave it in your words, Miss Hogan, and let you share a little bit to our audience about what's going on.
So I'm Liam's mom. Liam was diagnosed with cancer when he was 9 months old, or I guess a brain tumor. He went through treatments then. We thought everything was good. And then October of 2025, he was having headaches, and we found that he now has typically considered terminal type of brain cancer now. And so we've had to restart treatments. We've had multiple ICU stays. We've gone through radiation, yet for the third time now, we're in the middle of that currently. And so we've just been trying as a family to give back to cancer research. But also we are putting on a benefit in Montgomery County, just to kind of help cover some costs. Obviously cancer treatments aren't,
it is not cheap.
driving to the medical center every single day, for radiation with gas prices over $4. That's definitely been an extra expense. So,
all the time that goes into something like that, you know, and you know, all the love, and you know, I can have an argument with my daughter, but when she gets on the bus, and it seems to have an impact through my entire day, and I can just imagine how something like this wears on your entire life and the household, and brings out a different side of you, and maybe those sides are things that'll help enlighten the future and who you are, who you become, and you have other kids as well, you know. And tell me a little bit about them.
I have two other boys, so I have three sons total. Liam's 13, Barrett is 11, and Miles is 9. Barrett is, Barrett and Miles both are baseball players. You know, they go to school every day and just try to maintain normalcy for.
What school district are they in?
Magnolia.
All right. Yeah. And I knew it, you know, it caught my radar because it was local. It was close. And then we found a group called CureFest. Tell me a little bit about the relationship with CureFest.
So CureFest for us was kind of kismet. We have a Facebook page called Team Liam. Okay. And through Team Liam, the founder of CureFest's niece actually reached out. She is a neighbor. And she reached out, and prior to this, we hadn't really known each other. And she shared kind of the story behind CureFest, and we were surprised to find some parallels with Misty's husband, Phil. They were the founders of CureFest.
Got a chance to meet Misty. She seems like a really nice lady.
Yeah. So Phil and Liam kind of have the same, a similar type brain cancer.
Really?
Both went to MD Anderson, or both are, you know, going to be clinical trial patients. So.
What is this? What's this cancer? Is it anything in particular?
Phil's cancer was something called glioblastoma. Mm-hmm. Liam's brain cancer is actually radiation induced from that tumor he had when he was a small child. Years ago, it would have been classified as a glioblastoma, but now they can, you know, get down to the microbiology of it all, and it's considered something called HGNet now, or high-grade neoepithelial tumor. But a few years ago, it would have fallen under that glioblastoma umbrella.
Gosh, these big words make me angry.
Yeah.
You know, I...
Yeah, it seems like you've had to learn a lot through this.
Yeah, I guess, you know, and unfortunately, it's not a good thing, you know, and we've lost a lot to cancer. I know a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. And
my dad died of cancer.
Did he?
Mesothelioma.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I lost a year and a half ago, and an uncle. But, you know, and I think all of us have had our share of losses with cancer, but there's been victories, there's been wins, you know, there's been these things with the fight for cancer and the cures for cancer and things like that, that I think have been leaps and bounds as of late. Do you see anything encouraging in the cancer research direction?
There's little by little things come out. So the clinical trial that we are participating in through MD Anderson, they actually genetically modify a virus to identify cancer cells, and that virus actually attacks the cancer cells.
You've seen progress?
Fighting fire with fire. That's what it sounds
like. Yeah.
So we're hoping.
Well, you'll have our prayers for sure. I mean, and I mean that. I know a lot of people just say that, I'll pray for you, but they don't actually ever really do. And take a knee on this one. Let's get a prayer out. And, you know,
Show up to CureFest.
Yeah, when's CureFest?
What's that? When is where? That?
Tell us a little bit about the event.
So Liam's CureFest is May 8th. It's at the Luminaire in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. That actually was also something. Liam used to play for a baseball team called the Backyard Ballers out in Montgomery. And the
Scott, right? Coach Scott? Isn't it Coach Scott out there at Backyard Ballers? I think his name's Scott. I don't know.
Well, it's Kyle Foster is the owner.
Kyle Foster. Montgomery Little
Liam's
League.
Coach was Adolfo. There's a lot of.
But anyway, yeah, Luminaire is over there on Highway 105 West, out heading towards the lake on the left-hand side. You can get out there, like, behind 105 Storage, I think, out there was that neighborhood there. I'll let you fill in the blanks on that event at the Luminaire.
Yeah, so there will be a purse bingo for people who want to do that.
I think that's sold out. I think that's already sold out. I think the bingo is sold
I
out.
I think there's some sponsorship. Okay. Availability.
They can
still,
try. Like, let them try.
Yeah, let them try. We all just let them try. Y'all going out there and give some love. You know,
more
if you
than
can't
merry.
Bingo, then
don't
you
discourage
come.
It.
You can be a bingo watcher and still donate, support the cause.
Well, and you can come and hang out.
Yeah.
I know they have some poker spots still available.
Oh yes, the poker tables are available. You get a table and play some poker, and that goes to a great cause. You probably not yours, but you know, a great cause. What? Poker and me don't. I mean, and you know, I portray a poker player on TV, but I am not, you know, It's not. I my poker game's terrible. I always thought attorneys would be the best poker players. They just no emotion on their face.
You know, they lose, they'll sue you.
Yeah. So then, yeah.
No remorse.
No remorse. Yeah. But you know, some attorneys might be just good poker players, you know? Nothing wrong with that. So the poker and the bingo, and you had some other things going on as well that evening. There was something else. I think it's food and dinner and drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And
so yeah, yeah. So have some food,
huh? Yeah.
As you're playing bingo, they'll have food available, drinks available. You don't necessarily have to play bingo if you
yeah, that's the thing.
And
yeah.
support. Bingo is limited to people 18 and older just for gambling laws in Texas. But
let's just say our audience wants to just help Liam. How can they do that?
So we do have a GoFundMe available. There's also the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation that they do research for pediatric brain tumors. MD Anderson's research too. Will help to develop their clinical trials.
But how can we help you and Liam directly right now? I mean, you said there was a GoFundMe. Tell me about that.
A friend of mine from before I even had Liam, she actually lives in Ohio.
Okay.
Initially, when people reached out and asked if we wanted a GoFundMe, I was very hesitant because I didn't want to look like we were.
Yeah, because we're born in the 90s. We're Texan. Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah,
like we can do this on our own.
Yeah, yeah. That, I do everything that way until I finally fall down and then somebody helps me. But, you know, there are people out there that I'm sure you're finding them that are just
happy just, to help. Probably.
Yeah, they're happy to help. They want to help. But, you know, the only thing is we don't want to be naive. We don't want to be foolish. We don't want to, you know, go into the wrong scenario where nobody actually gets helped, you know, and what were we thinking? What were we doing? And then we get scolded. And so then we have to find a new way to philanthropize, you know, if that's a word.
This sounds like a good way to go philanthropy.
Yeah. Philanthropy, direct philanthropy.
We're from Texas. You don't have to make sense.
Philanthropy. There's not
philanthropication.
Ooh, that sounds better. I'm not sure it's a real word. If we were playing Scrabble, I'd word check you.
What's the? How do we find this? GoFundMe thing. How do we find that? What's the name of it?
I honestly, there's a link on his Team Liam Facebook page.
Okay. Team Liam Facebook page.
Just go there, and then you can find those links.
And he's got a little brain.
Oh.
With a Band-Aid. Oh.
That's cute.
You rushed and put that on for this, didn't you?
Oh God! She always wears it. She's a mom.
She wears
she's
it all
always
the
wearing
time.
It. Always Team Liam. My son's name is Liam too.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. The little 4-year-old's named Liam too. Yeah.
Yeah. Liam good. 2 is an interesting name. But...
Not Liam 2. His name is also Liam.
Also Liam. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's
Liam 2, like Junior.
Liam 2. Liam Junior. Man.
Well, that's good. Hopefully, we can get Lil some people Liam. To help you out. We do call him Lil Liam.
Do you? Okay. All right. Well, that's
how he's 4. Yeah. Well, that's good. You're so silly.
I know. I try. But I am so grateful for you to pull away and tell us a little bit about CureFest. And, you know, I'm going to share the dates and the links for this event. And we'll share a few of those. There's some different folks trying to volunteer, trying to play music for the event, kind of trying to bring things for the event, everything from support financially to support out there. And it's just, it's one of ours. And we want to do everything we can to help you. And I hope our listening audience does the same. And I appreciate you just making time, coming out to talk to us, you know, and tell us a little bit about it and put a name with a face with a name and really make it human. Because I think that clarifies a lot of things for a lot of people. And I know it does me. I mean, if I can hear you, see you, it's meaningful in a different kind of way, which probably shouldn't be. But
brings it, realism it to it.
It is.
And just giving it away to somebody, you're like, oh, I hope it goes somewhere.
Yeah,
with this, then, I think it really will.
Then you got to trust names like MD Anderson and St. Jude and things like that, where we find
good.
Really strong pillars that are really working on things that we can see success. But, you know, they've had due time to show success. And unfortunately, cancer is not an easy problem to solve.
It
you
affects
know,
everyone.
We could throw a lot of money on it. It doesn't mean they're going to, oh, an epiphany. You know, it's like, you know, oh, I can fix that now.
It takes
now.
Time. Like what,
but it,
what they're going to go through.
And time costs money. So I understand it. It's effort to some effect, you know, but everybody wants it yesterday, you know, especially you, I'm sure. We're blessed to have you. Grateful you came on the program, and we'll look forward to doing everything we can to support Liam in every way possible. Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on the show. Ms. Hogan, thank you again. We'll be right back after this with more from the Texas Ticket Show.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, well, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes, on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and IRLoneStar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket Show. This is Armando. I'm with Joe.
How's it going?
Really good, man. Really good.
It's an interesting day.
Yeah. And we get the Cliffords with us today, Tracy and Mike, and lead singer, guitarist for the band Soul Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Edward over here.
Thanks,
Ed.
I was excited about this one.
Yeah. Soul Lily, it's, you know, what do you got? KK Downing, Rob Hafford, Glenn Tipton. Who else is in your band?
We got Mike Kilton.
That's right.
That's our drummer. Good save. You're trying. Ed Clifford over here.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I lost where I was. We had Judas Priest in recently.
Jeff Hamby is a bass player. Fantastic group of
guys.
Wait,
who's the bass player?
Jeff Hamby. And he's local from Conroe, so we've got...
I recognize all these names. Yeah. You know, Mike Kelton, sure? He's Hunger Crush, and he's the Treehouse Cafe and Magnolia,
Cafe
Sweet
and
Paris.
Sweet Paris. I don't think,
in the Woodlands, yeah. Woodlands. Sweet Paris in the Woodlands. Wait, and several
does
others.
What?
Drummer.
Who is it?
Mike Kelton. Yeah. He's actually sponsoring the...
Cure Fest.
Yeah,
really? And this is all about Liam. I mean, let's get down to it. It's all about helping Liam, and Liam's got a lot of different ways. We shared a GoFundMe. We had his mom on. Mm-hmm. We had mom on.
Yeah. Liam's mom over.
Mom. We had to call his mom. It was a big deal. We called his mom. You know, she came on. You know, and she gave us the GoFundMe and a lot of ways
to
help.
The story a bit.
She did. She shared the story, and you know, it is interesting.
Good deal, yeah.
And hopefully a lot of folks here can help, you know, and if not, you know, we can keep them focused and thinking, you know, and bringing their heart to play and then just see where that goes.
Absolutely.
We got a Cure Fest coming up. And what date's the Cure Fest? Do you remember the dates on Cure Fest?
May the 8th, I believe.
I believe so.
Friday, May 8th.
We'll share that. And
does it have a Facebook page or what's it got? How do we find this place?
I'm not sure now, but I will share that GoFundMe for Liam's mother. I'll share that. Be sure and share that on our Soul Lily.
Oh, good.
Facebook page as well.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. That'll help. And are you looking for something?
Looking for Cure Fest. I'm trying to make sure that
it's fine.
Right,
I'll put a link to it.
Okay, you put a link in there.
Did you run into a 936-600 dump course?
Yeah, I ran into one of my ads by accident as soon as I opened up
you
Facebook.
You got it teed up right, Tim. That's a little
no, I didn't
right
tee
there.
It up. It's just always everywhere. I got a lot of ads up
just
there.
Just keep looking at yourself.
Yeah. It's play it back.
Hi, I'm the spokesperson. I'm Joe.
My bad.
It just goes around again. I enjoyed that commercial, by the way.
It's a good one.
I really did.
That one's about this
thought it was an Easter
this
thing.
Weekend, the Montgomery County Fair.
Sub-Vet Cookers are going to be out
there. Yeah, we're sponsoring a booth over at the Montgomery.
Booth number 74.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, those guys are really good. I think they've been in a few win place shows over this weekend over there. We're looking forward to tomorrow and the big cook-off. We're all kind of excited about that. You ever been out to the cook-off?
It's been a while. Been a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of
74.
Booth 74?
Okay, let me ask you this. Just unadulterated, you know, unfiltered, without any pretense. I haven't discussed this with anybody.
Remember, we're on the radio, so stay calm.
So, do you know any of the artists that have already played at the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo?
Nope.
Can't say that I
do. You
do?
No.
Do you?
I don't know anyone.
So I was a little disturbed about the fact I didn't either. And Tanner Ussery played last week.
Really?
At least last weekend. He's an amazing country artist. Mm-hmm. Americana was last in Arkansas at a few other events, and I was really upset I didn't make it out to see him. But I had no idea he was out there. I did not know. Tanner Ussery was here in Conroe, Texas. Well, he's an amazing country western artist. He is.
Yeah.
And they can see you.
Yeah,
just so you know,
the cameras are live too.
But a lot of people don't relive.
Thanks for telling me that now. Yours is over
here. You didn't notice the camera.
I'm like going, I don't know. Okay, hey.
Yeah, you may want to Google that fellow. Oh. He's worth a listen. He's really good. He's really good. And, you know, I think we get a lot of the best of the best out there, and we just don't know what's happening. And yep. You know, I think getting in tune, getting to share some of these things with the public and getting it out there is something that is almost as important as who's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not going to tell anybody.
A lot of good locals, too. Yep. A lot of good local people that are from here.
Where are you from?
It's like putting Monet's in a closet. You know what I mean? I got a Picasso.
I've been in Conroe for over 50 years.
Why?
Over 50 years. How is that possible? You ain't a day over 40.
Thank you.
Stop hitting on the guests. Scott.
That's cool.
It's a family show. I guess that's good. Family's getting started. You know?
Yeah.
She's married. Yep. That's Mr. Clifford right there. Good Lord.
We have a large family, so you might want to hold back.
Kick his ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I got several children and grandkids.
I told somebody, you know, we get some drama on the show, it'll be good.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Or get it. And there's a few varieties, and one of them was a fight.
Yeah.
No, it was an actual fight on the show. I think we get a lot of views.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's
do it. It's a possibility. Wow, really?
Just have to have a little talk show.
I'm not in it.
Slip the grand under the table and I'll jump across.
Slip a grand under the table and I'm jumping over the sucker. Okay, so anyway.
How much to punch Armando?
Stop. You're not going to punch me. I got a great attorney. Art Aguilar. Yeah, he'll come get you. You don't want
to
play.
He'd listen to that and go, oh, probably not.
So
you
play a little music from what I understand. Show me what you dabble in. Give me a little something.
Oh,
is that your guitar there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a pretty looking thing you got there.
Pretty little thing it is.
Go on.
Is that the same
show
guitar?
Show us a little something.
Show you a little something. Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Are they both? Yeah, we got both our taco minis today, but
I have a little bit.
We'll do an original called Between Us. Okay, let's see what happens here. Thank you.
Hey, very well.
That was amazing. You have an amazing voice.
Oh my gosh, we had a phone call. And we talked about this, and you said, well, I kind of play guitar. I'm not very good at kind of.
Oh, bashful. I play from time to time.
I dabble
in
guitar.
It's always nice having other guys do all the work. And I can
Very good. That was and you wrote this song?
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I never heard that before.
All the songs that we have, like, on SoundCloud. I think there's one on Amazon right now. We just haven't finished some of the recordings, but... The whole band has contributed to them. I mean, I can't claim all the credit for, you know, writing them. It's kind of as a whole. And
they don't learn to play it. It doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, bass player is fantastic. He's new, but he's learning all the originals. And it's just, I can't wait. I mean, it's really exciting that I get to finish.
It's very good.
I get to finish them. And,
very good. You could tell you all played together for a while. I can
very
hear
long time.
Once or twice.
Yeah, I get that. You know, I think the personal genre is 80s, 90s, right? You know, I mean, I think that's when you grew up, right? I mean,
yeah, I have a lot of influences.
Favorite bands?
Annie Lennox.
Oh,
yeah, I like her. Grace Slick. I'm a lot older than you guys, a little bit, I think. Probably 10 or 12 years, maybe. We'll see.
There's no way you're possibly older than this guy.
Well. We'll talk about that later.
Devil's in the die.
They like to believe it all the time. They just can't wait. You seen the show Age of Adeline?
Yeah. What?
You seen Age of Adeline?
Yes.
Yeah. Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford.
Very good.
Just came back on Netflix. Yeah. My daughter's name's Adeline. We named her. We watched that movie in the Netflix.
Love that name. Love that name. Yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah, and it's about a lady who doesn't grow old.
Doesn't grow old.
She goes back in time and.
She's dating the guy's father that she dated before, that's wow.
I've been going through these weird age spurts, right? I go a long time and didn't look like anything's changed, and then all of a sudden, poof, it changed.
Like a
sack of
potatoes.
All one night, you know, it's like, how do you don't age? Well, it's coming any minute. You know, hang on, mine'll be here in a second.
Either wake up feeling like you're, you know, 20, or you wake up feeling like you're 70 or 80. You just never know what day.
You know, that's gonna, what do you think of the Red Clay Strays?
Oh, I like them.
You play any of their stuff? Mm-mm. You got any favorites in that group, in that band, in that?
No.
What about like Tyler Usher? You don't even know who he is. Mm-mm. What about a few others in that? What's that one guy, the redheaded guy's name?
he's naming all this. I'm like, look, Willie, you like Foghat and Steve, what is his name? Eddie Van Halen. Van Halen. I don't know all these, but we do a lot of that kind of stuff. Bad Company. Haven't quite got to some Boston.
What about Bad Company's Bad Company? Do you know that one?
We know it, but...
don't want to do that right now. No, I don't want to do that. Okay. Right now. I like Bad Company's Bad Company.
I'm going to play more originals on the radio, damn it.
Yeah. But you got to give us a little tidbit. Show me a little half song, a little quarter song of one of your favorite hits from the 80s, 90s that y'all just... This is our signature. You know, we know this song because we love it. Hmm. What song would that be?
Oh my gosh, I love them all. I mean, we do some U2.
Something's a home run, you know. It always gets the crowd going crazy. You know, tried and true. This is the one that the crowd pleaser. Which one is that?
Oh my gosh.
Take me to the river.
Take me to the river.
Sure.
Oh, I like that.
There's a lot of them, but okay. We
just a little
that.
Bit. You don't have to do the whole song if you don't want to. Just have fun with it. All right. You know, let me just feel it.
Love you like I do, yeah. After all these changes that you put me through, you stole my money and my cigarette. I haven't seen how to hear from you yet. I wanna know, won't you tell me? I'd love to stay. Now take me to the river and wash me down. Won't you cleanse my soul now? Help me get my feet on the ground. There you go.
That's very good. I love it. It's
amazing.
Where can we find Soul Lily online? Just so if we wanted to just look at
Facebook
the band
Soul
directly.
Lily, our Facebook page. And I do want to mention, we are going to be playing locally in the Conroe area May 23rd at Marshall's.
Nice.
June 27th, we're in Conroe at the Corner Pub. We're back at Marshall's on August 1st.
Those do y'all have like a Facebook page or something that sure I can follow? How do I become a groupie?
Is there an application? L-I-L-Y, two words, Soul Lily. L-I-L-Y,
Soul Lily.
Yeah, we got a pretty good following, and you know, we got good people. We're just having a good time.
It's a solid sound. I really enjoy it. Yeah, and I love where the heart's at too. It means a lot.
Keep playing.
Yeah, it means a lot.
I want you to keep playing too.
We're gonna throw one more out there for Lehman Hagen and Jamie, his mom, and the family that's been here today. The Cure Fest coming up, and everybody's focus on, you know, making that a great event and helping as much as we can possibly do. And our prayers, you know, sometimes it's just a prayer, win, lose, or draw, let the Lord be with it, you know, and so his will be done. And so as it is, we're going to do everything we can to support him the way we can and do what
it's,
we got.
It's not only about him. It's about everyone that's going through that same situation at the same time.
Jamie probably... Hopefully it's growing in that vision. I don't know how she feels about that, but I know where you're at and your heart's at, and I agree. And I know it's just a tough time right now and just weird.
That's one of my biggest fears, something happening to my kids, and I have to sit
down
and watch
it. Never ends. It's
every time they fall, I can feel it.
Well,
it's
it goes back to like Nemo. Like, well, I mean, what do you do if nothing happens to your kids? You know what I mean? Everybody, you know, we got to get them, like, let them go, got to let them do their things. You know, things got to happen, and the waves got to hit the shore. So it comes and it goes. So I'll let you finish up with your tune. You have another one that you wrote yourselves.
Yeah.
Y'all know you want to play. I had to force one in. I'm sorry.
I just want to say, you know, we're gonna put that link on the Soul Lily page as well, and my personal page, friends and family, fans. Okay. Please check that GoFundMe.
Did you say only fans?
Whoa.
I said friends and family and Soul Lily fans.
I don't know where. Okay, Soul Lily fans. It was easy to miss.
We're going to have that GoFundMe for Liam on the
It's a family show.
Send him outside at 5:45.
Catch y'all sign.
Fast car. You'll never know what happened to
him. Go ahead, all you guys. Soul Lily, ladies and gentlemen.
Am I mistaken? Loving you this way, I'm always forsaking myself. My feelings getting in the way. Would you tell me I'm not wrong? Tell me that you feel the same. You know I'm all alone, baby. Everything is gonna be okay. Oh, tell me I'm not wasting my time. Tell me you're not lying. When you say you love me, love comes in many forms. You know, you said it yourself. When it comes to me from you, darling, what kind of love are we speaking of? Would you tell me I'm not wrong? Oh, would you tell me that you feel the same? That you've known all along. Everything is gonna be okay. Oh, tell me I'm not wasting.
my time. Tell me you're not lying when you said you love me.
That was awesome. That was awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Mr. and Miss Clifford in the band Soul Lily. Soul Lily, you can find them online at Soul Lily, Facebook, and you can search up Soul Lily.
Thank you for
just
having
like
us. Thank you so much.
Thank
so
you for blessed. Coming. That, so, that made my day,
so
guys.
So grateful. It was very, very good. And we can catch them on May 23rd at Mavericks.
Marshalls. And Conroe.
Does Mavericks still exist?
I don't know.
But yeah, Marshalls does, and they'll
Marshalls
be there.
Marshalls on Davis on the I guess
Fraser
the north
Street?
Side. Yeah,
right
Fraser.
Here.
Yeah.
Right to close.
Fraser north side. And you know where it's at. If you're local here, you can catch it there. And if not, yep. You can Google it. Marshalls is an easy Google, and you can catch
Marshalls
it. Marshalls
Tavern.
Catch it yep. Showtime. I assume you're playing in the evening there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Corner Pub on the 27th.
Right there.
June.
And then
yes.
June 27th, the Corner Pub downtown on the square. You can catch them there. A couple of great locations, a couple of great places for live music. Mm-hmm. You can catch them at that. You can also catch them.
CureFest?
At CureFest, yeah. You nailed it.
No,
you know,
you're sponsoring CureFest, not at CureFest.
Yeah, sponsoring CureFest.
We're drinking at CureFest.
Well,
we'll
be there.
Okay.
We'll
be there eating and drinking at CureFest.
Well, you can't hear me.
Just bring your guitar. We'll see what happens.
You can close your eyes. Close your eyes. And just get an ice park bench and a margarita, and you might be able to hear.
Oh, my word.
So Lily. Yeah. Right there. Their heart's in it, and their heart's in the right
That's
place.
Right.
Thank you for coming
yes,
on the show, guys. I appreciate you and your music and the sound. I appreciate Mike Kelton for the work he's doing with CureFest and bringing you guys out and joining it, bringing everybody together. Treehouse Cafe and Magnolia, as well as the Sweet Paris Cafe chain. Several of them. I think he's into four or five of these things.
Yeah, but the Treehouse and Sweet Paris are both sponsoring that event. Yeah.
I look forward to seeing Mike getting after those drums. That's what I want to see.
Oh,
I mean,
it's great. Yeah, we're looking forward to it as well. He's looking forward to it. He's itching to play.
I keep telling Mike, you sing? And he's like, no. I go, little Phil Collins? He said, no. We got a singer. Her name's Tracy. Tracy, thank you again.
Thank you.
Hey, and thank you, everyone, for coming on the show. We appreciate you. And we look forward to catching you next week here on the Texas Ticket Show, Lone Star Community Radio.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.